Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour for our Sunday worship service. God bless you all. You know where my man is. Amen. We just give God all the praise and glory today. We just magnify his holy name on today. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship. We're going to get ready to call our Sunday worship to order on today by the grace of God. We're going to start with our doxology, and we're going to go from there.
Blessings all, praise
everybody. Praise God. I give God all reverence today, who is my life. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank God for an opportunity to just worship on today. I thank him for it on today. He don't have to do anything he's doing for us. So I'm going to get ready for our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vow person is contended, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth on hurt and changes not, he that putteth not one out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. I have just read you from Psalms 15, from the first verse down to the last verse. I read the entire, it was just five verses. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then I will pray. Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, we just come giving you all praise and glory today. We magnify your holy name on today, God. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you for how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, God, you touched us with your finger of love. In the mighty name of Jesus, woke us up and called us by name. Gave us a mind to pray, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning. I thank you this afternoon, God, for just being who you are in my life and in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to let your anointing just cover this service on today, God. Lord, you know where I am and you know what the situation is. I ask you today to let your anointing fall, Lord, and let your power fall, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, put deaf ears to some and some not, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to move this flesh out of the way, God. Let me decrease them, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and minister to us on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless this service, God. Bless it today, God. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them covered under the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about every one of them and every member of this church and ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I just thank you for it. I thank you for it today. I thank you for doing what I asked you to do. I thank you today, God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm just thanking and praising God for this opportunity to be back in our worship service this week. By the grace of God, God is just so good, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I give God glory, and I give God praise on today. I magnify his holy name today. God is a good God, and so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to just say a word or two, a testimony today. You know, God is such a good God. And he's so worthy to be praised. I just thank him for an opportunity to be used by God. You know, God don't use everybody. He don't use everybody. He have his called ones. You know, few are chosen. Plenty work out there, but it's few people that's chosen to do the work. You know, so I just thank God. I thank God that God chose me or chose me to do what I'm doing, called me to this call that he's given me. I'm so grateful for it today. I just give God all the praise, all the glory, hallelujah, trying to keep my composure today. But, you know, I have to let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me and take over me. So and I ain't ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just thank and praise God that he give me this opportunity, because I will stand on the mountaintop. I will stand on the Empire State Building. I will stand for the Lord, and I'll preach his word anywhere. I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all the things that he's given us, hallelujah, and given me to do. You know, when it's a little hard and a little tough sometimes, we seem to just kind of back up and get back. But, you know, sometimes you have to just make that sacrifice. Sometimes you have to get on through it, hallelujah. Sometimes you have to be satisfied in whatever that you do. Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God for him giving me this opportunity to do what he does. And then, you know, I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to testify. I thank him for that. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. It's so many things going on now in the ministry. I just thank and praise God for that. And it will be moving to Illinois, a lot of things that's going on here in Michigan. We're going to try to move a lot of that stuff to Illinois as well. I thank and praise God that allowed us to obtain furniture and furnishings for people that need furnishing here in Michigan, that we're going to be using a storage unit as soon as I can hire some people to move it. We're going to use maybe another week or two, maybe 2 weeks. We're going to go ahead on and get it into the storage. It's all God. Ain't nothing I did on my own. I just thank and praise God for that. And then the food program is coming right along. I'm waiting on the lady on Tuesday to give me a definitive answer about a lot of things that we're going to be doing. So, and that'll be in the storage also. And that's not only for here in Michigan, but it's for Illinois too. So I just thank and praise God that God is moving us forward. It may not seem like it, but it's all in God's timing. So I thank and praise God for that on today. So that is my testimony. Do we have any more testimonies today? I just give God praise.
Amen.
Well,
Pastor Deborah?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a testimony. This is Lisa Harris in St. Louis.
Amen.
I just wanted to thank, give you honor and praise and honor Apostle Ed and his absence, or I don't know if he's on the line, but and all of the end time ministers and prophets and fivefold ministry leaders and, you know, all the broadcast. And I just thank God for a brand new day. And I thank God that I was able to join and be here on today. I had come up getting up early and getting on, had to do some other things, but I didn't make it. But I just wanted to share that, you know, I've been on this journey for a while. Here lately in this particular season, I've always tried to do some self-help and, you know, work on myself in areas I knew that where I was lacking or where I sensed that there was an issue with me, and keep my relationships reconciled and all that. And let me tell you, oh, if I didn't have a breakthrough, hallelujah, on the other day, I was on the prayer line. And I have to just say, you know, with Apostle Dr. Woods, and she addressed some things that gave me insight that I had actually been praying to God about. This was so good because I ain't tell nobody about it, you know. And I'm just saying, it is just an honor just to be around you all and the people with life faith. We are very human. We have our own things that we deal with, but I thank God for allowing me to be around strong ministers, people who are strong in their Christian faith. Hallelujah. No matter what we all have been through, and we have all been through some stuff, but we do also know we have much to celebrate. And we know that all the things, all the persecution, all the things where we feel like we miss God, all the things that we were concerned about with our own personal lives, our career, you know, our marriages, our children, whatever the case is in this group, God has allowed me. Honey, I got a breakthrough of a lifetime. I'm talking about, because I had to deal with some stuff, even though I call myself coming out here to be to minister, I have to deal with some issues myself that I wasn't aware of. Well, or I might have gave up or whatever, but when you start working for the Lord and you serious and you zealous, the enemy is quick to start throwing darts. People don't always understand you. And you know, it's a lot to work through and nuance through that thing. And we can't just get discouraged and give up on God. I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm just telling God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for that breakthrough. And it's been so miraculous. It's been miraculous. You know, we have experienced, you and I and in the group, Anti-Men and Women of War and other people that we're connected to in different churches and ministries. I'm telling you, it's been miraculous. One day, even after that breakthrough, was that before? It was before the breakthrough, I think. Before I got this spiritual breakthrough, I could feel God had released my soul from some things that had burdened me, some things that I didn't understand. And I was asking God, what is this symbolism mean? Why am I vexed? Is it me? What am I doing wrong? I mean, it was some root things that was I was been praying. You know, we pray, let that be rooted up, let that be rooted out. And I think it was one night I was here and I was just so hurt because I did a lot of work in the ministry. I haven't been able to get around to celebrate and get a chance to, you know, get the appreciation or, you know, be able to be a part of the festivities of things that I've tried to invest in over the years. And it just hurt me so bad. And it's just so much has hurt my feelings so bad. It's nobody's fault. It's just the situation I'm in right now. But it still hurts.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I don't know why God had me, because I was looking at a movie or something, but for some reason I'd be trying to check Facebook and answer and be an encouragement on there. And do you know, you Anti Men and Women of War, your morning prayer popped up. It was in the morning because I do try to do my prayer watch. So sometimes I'm up late, or I go, Lord, let me go to sleep and wake back up, and then I'll be in prayer or trying to do something ministerially. Mm-hmm. Do you know you popped up, your morning prayer popped up, and you and a couple of other apostles, Sadler, it was some more, whoever was with you that morning. I'm like, how is they up there? Because sometimes in the morning, even when I'm on time, I got to search for you because other folks is in front of you when you on your live broadcast. And you were on their praying, and they brought me out. I just want to let you know God is able to do anything but fail. And I just want to thank and encourage you. I will want to invest in that ministry. Yes, and I'm glad when God helped me, give me the opportunity to do so, because it's definitely worth it. I just want to encourage you all and thank God for that breakthrough. It is so serious. I really needed it. And the enemy fighting me for it, so please continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
I will. God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Harris. We thank and praise God for your testimony. Is there any more testimonies? I thank God. I thank and praise him today. I just thank God today. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. If there is no more testimonies, we're going to have a song. And wait just one second.
You know the best place in your house to potentially save money, not the garage, not the kitchen, but here, the roof. Oh,
Coming from Psalms 37, verses 23-24, Psalms 37, verses 23-24, and this came by way of last night over in the, about 3 o'clock in the morning. God is a good God. I don't know. You know, I'm just going by him. I'm letting him lead me and guide me because I don't know what else to do and what else to say without him. Don't really have a topic. What he gave me was, what's your next move? That's the topic he gave me, but I'm going to read these scriptures. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. What's your next move? I just need to ask you, what's your next move? What are you going to do next from here? What other steps are you going to take after this? See, we all been going through a struggle. We all been tempted and tried. We all of us been going through this journey. It's a journey that God have us on. We all going through this thing. Every one of us going through something. If it's not one thing, it's something else God is teaching us. We going through this. We being tried by fire. We being hit by the enemy. We being tested every day by God as well, trying to see what we're going to do next. What you going to do next? What's your next step? What's your next thing to do? What's your next step? Psalms 32 and verse 8 say, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide thee with my eye. So God is leading and guiding us if we'll just stay connected. We'll know what steps to take, what our next step is to take. We got to know this. We got to know what steps to take. We can't step backwards. I've heard people say, you know, one step forward and two backwards. No, God don't work like that. He say, don't lean to your own understanding. He said, don't do that. You can't afford to do that. You cannot lean to your understanding. You got to trust God and not lean to what you think you know, because you're going to have one step forward and four or five back. But the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. What's your next move? What you going to do next? What kind of steps you going to take to get and to please God and to get where you need to be? God looking at you to make sure you're going to do what you're supposed to do to get it right, to keep moving. You can't afford to stay in one spot too long, because the enemy will start attacking when you stay in the spot too long. You got to move out of that spot. He just like we want to know the tactics of the enemy, he want to know the tactics of us. Or what we doing, or where we at, in our prayer, in our praise, in our worship. What's your next move? We can't stand around and not have a plan to do what we need to do to make that next step. What's your next move? You got to think about this thing. A just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but a wicked shall fall into mischief. We got to know we can rise up every time. We can, God will raise us up. He said we might fall. We might stumble, but we will never fall. We can stumble all day long if we stepping the right way, but we will not fall because he got us holding us up. Where's your next move coming? Where that next move coming from? What you going to do? How you going to do it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. You got to acknowledge God. You got to know you can't trust in yourself. You ain't nobody. Trust in the man who made you, the man who created you, to help you make that next step, that next move. What's your next move? What you going to do next? When Jesus, when he went out, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the devil tempted Jesus. He tempted Jesus. What was his next move? What did he do next? What was his next move? Did he let that get him down? No. He didn't let him get it down. He didn't let that get him down because the devil tempted him. No. He had a next move. God was preparing him all the time for his ministry, like he preparing all of you all. Don't think you're going through this thing and don't have a next move. God don't have a next step for you. You just got to know it. You just got to do it. You got to do it. What's your next move? What you thinking about? Are you praying, seeking God, the voice of God? Do you know how to seek the voice of God? Do you know how to hear God? Because he's going to tell you that next move. When I tell you,
He's looking. He's trying to see how you going to step. How you going to do it. Joshua 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. He say, be of good courage. You can't let the enemy slow you down. You have to pray even more, pray even harder. This is what you got to do. You can't let the enemy stop you. You can't let him do this. Uh-uh. What's your next step? Because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Are you in alignment with God? Are you in the steps with God? Because he said he'll order your steps. He's going to order your steps. He's going to show you which way to go. But you got to pay attention. He got to have your full attention. You fall. Let me say this, when you fall, because we all been going through, we all been falling, and God is right there. He said, you might stumble, but you won't fall all the way. I say that. We all stumble. The enemy put stumbling blocks all over, but he said, you won't fall down. And if you do, as that song say, rise up. Get up. Gotta get you up. Put you back on your feet. Honey, standing there in the presence of the Lord, worshiping and praying, seeking God's face while he may be found, calling upon his name while he's new. What's your next step? What's your next step? God is preparing you through these tests and trials. He's preparing you for your ministry. He's preparing you to step out. He's ordering your steps. He's ordering your steps. All you got to do is take it, baby. All you got to do is know that God got you. He got your back. He got your back. It ain't going to hurt to get a cut, some bruises, but God got your back. He got your back. Every little thing that you go through is a preparation for what you finna do. God got you. Some is much harder and much deeper than others. But whatever it is, it's there. Just think about it. Just think about how after the devil tempted Jesus, it was preparing him for what he had to do. He had to go on through his ministry. But in that ministry, Jesus had to give up and die for us. He had to surrender and die for us because he didn't have to. Because let me tell you something. He is God and God all by himself. He didn't have to die, but he did for our sin. So this is what I'm saying. Jesus went right on, right on. God had to prepare him for what he had to do. This is God, you know. The Father prepared him through all the tests and trials, through all the 40 days and the 40 nights fasting. Jesus went right on him and prepared him some disciples. And when he got the disciples, he taught every day in the synagogue, in the temples, and he did what he had to do. But I'm telling you right now, Jesus had his next steps ready. The Father already had his next steps ready. And I just thank God today that he had those steps ready for him, because if they wasn't ready, he wouldn't have died on the cross. And if he had got up there, he could have came down all by himself, being God all by himself. He could have come down, stayed right there for 3 days in the name of Jesus. Stayed in the grave 3 days in the mighty name of Jesus for all of our hang-ups, for everything, for all of our sins. Jesus died. That was his next step. But the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. What's your next move? What's your next step? What's your next move? You got to know what you got to do. You got to be getting prepared for what you got to do. I'm telling you today, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And God knows all about you. God knows what you did and what you can do and what you can't do. We got to get it right. We got to get it ready. I'm telling you right now, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. We gon' stumble, but we won't hit the ground. And if we do hit the ground, we got to get up. Can fall 7 times and rise up. Come on now. I'm telling you, what's your next move? Turn you. God is getting you ready. Seek God while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. What's your next move? You got to know it. You got to seek it. He going to order your step. Do it. Because we serve a good God, a great God. Do it. Send his son and he died for us. That was his next move. What's your next move? God is good. The word of God. For the people of God, I'm just telling you, I don't get these sermons that God get ready for me to. So I can't take it on and on and on and on because it ain't my word. It's God's word. It ain't my thought. It's God's thought. It ain't nothing about me. It's all about the Lord. So I'm giving you what God gave me. That's all I can do. That's all I can do is give you so it can kind of rough you up so you will know what's your next move. What's your next step? What you got to do? What you need to do? You got to do this thing. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. He's worthy. Think about it. God is preparing you for everything we go through. It's an elevation. All the stuff that we've been through is an elevation. You got to get your mind straightened out. Get it aligned with God. You got to make sure you're in alignment with God so you can please him, so he can move you on up where you're supposed to be. What's your next step? God already instructed us. He already taught us how to do these things. And that he would lead and guide us. And that we are not supposed to lean to our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. We got to keep that down on the inside of us. We got to know that we can't lean on us. We don't know nothing. We got to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he know everything. I just thank God today for this opportunity to give his word. I thank God on today, the word of God for the people of God. I'm going to get ready to go. We're going to get ready to go to the throne room of grace to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I just thank you right now for your word, God. I thank you, God. I'm coming now, God, to your altar, to the mercy seat. Lord, I'm coming before the mercy seat, behind the veil, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come today, God, In the name of Jesus, bringing your children before you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bring them now, God. And I'm asking you today to keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels today, God, all around the bottom, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to build a hedge of protection around them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you know we need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We can't make it, Father, without you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to look down and have mercy on every situation today and every circumstance today. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to touch those that's sick and those that's shedding, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, Father, we bring every concern, every situation, every problem, everything, God, we laying it at the altar. We laying it at the altar, God, and we taking our hands off of it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to look over behind prison walls in the name of Jesus. Look in the hospitals today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you on today. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, and we praise you right now. I'm asking you right now to bless those and heal those in the intensive care unit, in the ICU unit, those in the neonatal intensive care unit, God, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, Lord, touch everyone under the sound of my voice. Touch their families. Touch their children. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you today, God, in the name of Jesus, to touch Journey Lynn today, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I ask you today, God, to God the surgeon hand, in the name of Jesus, to touch her, Lord, and heal her right now, God, a miraculous miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her don't feel no pain, God, in the name of Jesus. It's all about you and not about us. Touch her, Lord, and I know you can do it. You did it for me, and you did it for her when she first was born. In the name of Jesus, I know you can do it again. She belongs to you. She is the temple of God. I want you to cover her now in the blood of Jesus. In camp angels, Lord. In camp angels, Lord. All in the room. All in the operating room. All around the thing. All around the doctors. In the name of Jesus, do it, God. Lord, I pray for those that nobody else want to pray for. I pray for those that's in the street, on park benches, sleeping, God, eating out the trash can, God, and those, God, that don't have nowhere to go, God, in shelter homes, cover them and protect them. Lord, give them a mind to come running, ask them what they must do to be saved on today. Just touch them and cover them now, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless our enemy. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us, God. Bless those that say all manner of evil against us, God. Do it today, God. Do it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on today for this opportunity, God. We thank you, God, for these ministries and for the church, God. We thank you today, God. Father, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless. God bless everyone today. I just thank and praise God for you, 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 and you, each one of you all. I just thank and praise God. I praise God on today. I give him glory, and I give him praise on this day. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. He is a good God, and he's worthy. So I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to go back in the place and finish my work.
I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I give God all praise and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for each one of them that's listening. Thank you, God. I just praise you today. Thank you for this opportunity. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing, cover them, God. Cover their families right now. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good day. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you, too.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you all. God bless you.
Hello?